Welcome to Unlock Your Soul. This is Anthony, your soul. Thank you so much for tuning in to this very, very special edition of Unlock Your Soul. I am joined by one of Kenya's foremost reggae dancehall artists. He has flown the flag of Kenya all over the world, and most specifically where reggae matters the most, in Jamaica. His big hit with one and only Taras Riley not only catapulted him into international fame, but also made him a Kenyan household name. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Bianju Morris, aka Ziki Mr. Kamata.
Habarento.
Fiajo.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I am blessed.
Mnasalimianangaje kwa, how do you say hi to each other in patois? Wagwan Brejin.
Wagwan Brejin.
Brejin. How are you doing, Brejin?
Good, good. Everything nice. Everything airy.
Everything Chris.
Everything.
So we want to understand, we want to know your story more.
Yes.
You know, want to get to know more about you and what you've been up to. Speaking of which, what have you been up to? Like before you came here, what are you doing? What are you up to?
Right now?
Yeah.
I just came from home.
Are you not doing anything?
Today.
Is your daughter in school?
Yeah, she's in school.
So homework duties or just parenting?
Well, for the studies, it's a must every day.
Wow. Mm. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's start off from the beginning where it matters, from growing up in Nyeri.
Yes.
Where did you grow up in Nyeri, and how was life growing up in Nyeri?
First, I was born in Nyeri, Mathera, Ngaine.
Yeah.
Then most of my life, let's say primary school and high school, I was in Nyeri, somewhere called Rorengo.
Mm-hmm. Rore?
Rorengo.
Rorengo?
Rorengo.
What does Rorengo mean?
I don't know.
Rorengo.
Rorengo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just close to Nyeri town.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, how was life growing up? Was it like an easy life? Were you guys like struggling? How was life there?
Well, let's just say I saw my dad akijijenga from the beginning, mm-hmm. yani till he became yani who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But was it like, were you guys suffering? Because I know you used to go to school. You didn't have shoes going to school.
Yes.
In fact, you used to get jiggers.
I usually say I have been that kid who has seen life from all perspective or mm-hmm. from all angles. I've gone through it all. I've gone to school barefoot. Well, that was like almost 7 kilometers going, then coming back, seven. So every day, almost 10 kilometers. Because life your time, it was not that good. So it was a struggle. Then that time, there was also like an epidemic, jiggers.
Yeah.
So,
epidemic ama ni mtutu wana viatu.
like ilikuwa serious by your time.
Yeah.
Like, because your time actually, we were actually staying in Ushago.
Mm-hmm.
Because then my dad could not support us on his salary.
Yeah.
Your time. Because your time.
He was a civil servant.
Yeah, he was a cop.
Yeah.
Your day ilikuwa kidogo sana.
Yeah.
Then you're like five. You're like five kids. Hey, where?
So you have four siblings. Your family, you're five.
Oh yeah, we are five.
Yeah, you're five.
Yes.
What there's always this question people always ask. We never know how to ask. What born are you?
What child are you?
Yeah.
What position are you in your family?
Which, in the hierarchy of your family, you are born a number.
I am the problematic child.
You're the middle child.
Yes.
So you're the third born.
Yes.
Okay, and how was it growing up with your siblings? Like, looking at them. I mean, did you ever see that you would get out of that? You'd get out of that poverty. Did you ever envision that one day, maybe me and my siblings will get out of this shithole?
Yes. But you know, like when you're there and you're so young,
yeah,
that's the beauty that you actually don't realize that you're actually in poverty by that time.
Yeah, actually, when you're young, you don't know you're broke or poor.
Yeah, because then. Mko Nyeri.
Yeah.
Then sir, the beauty of Nyeri, it's the rivers. Then sir, my dad, even their properties in Nyeri, it's just next to the river and everything. So it was just still cool.
Yeah.
So you never really felt poor.
Yeah.
You just felt...
So when did you know that you are poor? At what point did you realize, we are poor people?
Well, when I grew up, that's when I realized we were, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I came to realize, I was like, wow, actually, like, that life was not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Okay, so you've grown up in Nyeri. I mean, you go literally through the worst and everything. How's your being with your dad? I know your dad is now late. Mm. You know, as we celebrate his life, how when you view him, when you think about him, how is it seeing him and seeing him hustle and seeing him struggle? Do you now, as a father, appreciate what your dad went through? Do you understand maybe his absence, or maybe, I don't know if you get that a connection? How do you feel it right now?
Well, looking back at my dad's life, it made me understand one thing as a man, that whatever you want in this world, you have to build it. Yeah. Whatever life you want to live, you have to build it, because nothing comes from nowhere.
Yeah.
Everything must come from something, and it has to start from somewhere. So my dad's struggle, even for me and my siblings, is more like an inspiration for us to better and to always remember where we came from and to never forget that sometimes you can start from the lowest, but the lowest does not mean that you can't reach the highest.
And what about your relationship with your grandma? I mean, the first time I ever met you with your went to Shags with you in Nyeri, I met your grandma. How was the relationship with your grandma? What do you remember about her? How was that life?
She was the best.
Yeah.
She's still alive. Though sahi arthritis imemkalia sana. She can't move. But one thing, like, I do respect that woman. You know how many my siblings my dad had?
How many?
They were like 13.
Wow.
You imagine?
Imagine raising 13 children.
You imagine, it's like she's giving birth every year.
What? For like 13 years straight. And we're talking about the 60s, 50s.
Can we imagine, Bana?
So, and like, she's alive.
Yeah. So it even made me understand the struggle my dad had, because it started somewhere in Kitambo.
Yeah.
Because ujio time kureza to ni wengi. It means ujua musema, when you have three children, when you have one child, atakuwa life poor. But when you have three, you know you're stealing resources from one to balance all the others.
Yeah.
So now imagine they're 13. Then you're,
I don't imagine growing up those times. I mean, we're talking about pre-colonial and post-colonial. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the emergency time. We're talking about the colonialists. Mm-hmm. And all the bullshit they did upon our grandmothers and our grandfathers, mm-hmm. and how they hurt them and stealing from them. We're talking about a very difficult time to raise children.
That's true.
So, I mean, we really have to celebrate your grandma for standing literally through the test of time. And, yeah, she's a hero in my eyes. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of starting when we talk about, when I think about your conversation. When did your love with music start? When did you now, I mean, and growing up in Nyeri, by the way, and reggae music, how did that happen? How did you end up, you know, this is the kind of music that feeds my soul. How did that happen?
How I discovered music, where do you want to start? Music or reggae?
Music. And then I want to know about the reggae journey, how that happened.
So, I remember times at Issa, when Issa was alive and his album ilikuwa so hot.
Yeah.
Ujuthe niyo time kulikuwa kina K-Rap, kina nani.
Yeah.
It was a whole, yani, ulikuwa na kakwa radio na skia, so we just used to...
I mean, the music was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was, you know, Amani, Wahoo, Aish!
Ilikuwa crazy.
Nameless.
So now we just used to dance, bana, tuna... Hey, my dad just leaves the house.
Yeah.
Hey, bana, yo radio na hizo album amekapo za kina Issa.
Yeah.
We?
Yeah.
Tunazichambua vibaya sana.
Yeah.
But then, it made me realize, you know, like how much I really loved music.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started writing as well. So I remember the first song I wrote nilikuwa like class 4. And I remember ilikuwa song ya Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
I took that song nika translate.
In Nyeri, Britney Spears.
Yes.
My God, you're different.
You should be
jamming to Mosaimo and you know, and all these guys.
Kamande
Wakioi, Demet, those are people should be like, yo, bro.
And Kamaru.
No, and Kamaru, bro, listen to Kamaru. I could not do my homework. You're like Britney Spears.
So I took your song, yeah, Britney Spears. I translated it from English to Swahili.
Uh-huh.
And I was so proud. I was like, just showing everyone, hey, guys, see, this is my first song. This is my song I wrote. Hey, but it was so special.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wow. So from that point,
What song is this by Britney Spears?
Arasi Kumbuka.
Oh, you can't remember.
Ilikuwa, remember that time when Nation used to have those kwa bars?
Yeah.
So like, walikuwa because lyrics.
Oh yeah, lyrics corner or something.
Yeah.
So you'd have them write lyrics in the newspaper, and then that was the only time you'd actually go and check lyrics, and then you wait for that song to be played because you can't even rewind it. I mean, it's played on radio.
But
so you have to listen and learn the song. Yeah.
Now, the funny thing about that, you are now me writing music from that young age, what it made me do, it sort of like switched my mind from class.
Yeah.
For real. I my heart went more to music than everything else.
Mm.
So I just started just writing. So even if the teacher's in class, like Niboeke, I switch off, I take my book, I start writing.
Yeah.
So I started writing all the way high school.
Yeah. If you look back, would you wish that there was a system where maybe you would have been trained more on music rather than actually sit in class and learn about mathematics or sciences and something that, you know, I should have spent more time learning about music and the music business?
Funny thing, when I was like 7 years, that time, the government had the art and craft.
Yeah, and music
and everything.
Home science.
Yes. Now, the funny thing, they even had something called Kikuyu.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tukiwa Central,
yeah,
they used to teach us how to write and read Kikuyu.
Oh, wow.
So, me, nilipatia bahati that at least I...
So, you can read and write in Kikuyu?
Yeah, I can read and write in Kikuyu.
Oh, gosh, you're so lucky. So, now that we're older, you know what I mean? When you think about our ethnic languages, when you get older, when you realize, you wish you could actually read and write in your mother tongue. Because we were taught, yeah. and the way our education system is that it teaches us that is, I mean, there's people who, if they were caught speaking in their mother tongue, something was placed
on
their neck.
It's called the monto.
I mean, as a way to shame you for speaking your mother tongue. So, I mean, very colonial hangover. Mm. I mean, things that shouldn't exist. I've always said that we should actually be taught in your mother tongue in school and be examined.
True.
Because why should you be so proficient in English or Swahili,
but you
yet
know.
You can't speak your mother tongue? And then when you get older, you really wish that you could speak in your mother tongue.
Well, it's a way. I usually just think more of it like they're trying to brainwash us to forget.
Yep.
To forget who we are.
Yeah.
So that maybe they feel maybe it's a way we can fit into like a global.
Yeah.
What do we call it? A global world.
A global landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get.
Yeah.
But. End of the day, you see even the people in France, the Spanish people, and all these people, they have their languages.
Exactly.
But they push the Africans more to forget who we are, to serve the world.
Yeah.
But the Western world is not doing that.
Exactly. Mm. So, I mean, it's quite sad that happened. So, you're here writing, you now realize, all the way till high school, and then you get out of high school.
Yeah.
Which high school did you go to first and foremost?
I went to Kahiti Boys High School.
Kahiti.
You know what Kahiti means?
What does Kahiti mean? I know Kahiti means like a hyena, but
Kahiti means an old woman.
Kahiti.
Mm.
And why did you go to an old woman high school?
It's just the name. It was called Kahiti Boys.
But why? Jeez, you didn't ask that question like, why is it an old man?
And
it was a boys high school.
But then what would you call the old man?
What is an old man called in Kikuyu?
Mothe.
Exactly.
Guka.
You have gone to Mothe High School. Mothe Boys High School. Okay, how was high school life?
High school life was very good. Though for me, Najua, my struggle, I had a really crazy time in high school because nikimaliza primary school, that's when my parents were separating.
Mm-hmm.
So like when mimi nenda kutairiwa, ndio now my mom and dad wana.
Yeah, separate, speak. Yeah.
So now, imagine my big brother, akingia high school, akimaza primo, my parents walikuwa together. So he had those. Mimi when namaliza hivi high school.
Blissful years.
Ndio everything in a fall apart.
Yeah.
So like, I usually feel like for me, the family thing like was stolen from me.
Mm.
Like, because then now in high school, like, no, my dad alikuwa amepostiwa coast. So then my brothers wakitoka shule wadogo.
Yeah.
No, me and my bro used to be the ones tunashughulikia.
Yeah.
Because then my sister's in campus in Uganda. So now it's just me and my brother tunashughulikia watu.
Yeah.
So literally ilikuwa nikuwa crazy. But it taught me a lot pia, unajua. It just taught me how to be responsible as well.
Yeah.
But life is just like that.
It was
like,
did you get the opportunity to go elsewhere after high school, or now you decided, now I'm a man, now I have to hustle, now I'm on my own?
Well, nilikuwa niendelee, but you time unajua, no, even my dad had remarried when he was starting to high school. So now it's like Pierre, the mama didn't want Sisi to be educated by my dad.
Mm.
Unaget. Yeye alikuwa anataka watoto wake wakuwe educated.
Yeah.
So then Sisi truly end up close. But me, the beauty of it is that me nikimaliza high school, I knew what I wanted. So I just told my dad, yo, me wanna do music.
Yeah.
Unaget. Mimi nitafanya tu muziki. Nipeleke music school. Mimi nifanye tu muziki.
Yeah.
Well, even that was fought.
Yeah.
So now the only way I survived, I went to the streets. Nikajituma tu kwa streets. So my dad,
did you end up in Nairobi after high school, or were you already, like, did you bring yourself to Nairobi?
My dad ali transfer you from coast to Nairobi.
Okay.
So then akatuchukua. But then now me and the mama could not get along.
Okay.
So what, and so like when I just turned 18, that was 2013.
Yeah.
I can't believe 18 on June 29.
Yeah.
I was kicked out.
Wow.
So that time my mom was staying in Kayole.
Yeah.
So
your biological mom.
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah.
So my mom took me in. Nikaenda nikakaa Kayole. She's staying in a single room.
Yeah.
It was me, her and my big sister.
Yeah.
Ilikuwa, so that's where like I started life. So then bado nikaendelea na muziki bado, because I said this is my journey and I'm not going to cut it short.
Mm.
So I used to go kwa cyber. My mom had a friend alikuwa ana own cyber. So I never used to pay for cyber.
Mm-hmm.
So he had like a computer uko back room.
Yeah.
So I used to go put on headphones, listen to covers like na Rihanna nini,
yeah,
sing them,
yeah,
try to understand how wanaandika nini, mm-hmm, everything. So then I would then, because then nikitoka high school I had heard of Sauti Academy. Asa si nikasema ndio hii chance yangu ya kufanya hii kitu.
Yeah.
It's really hot. Tata.
Hmm?
Na feel ama ni chai.
What? I'm so confused. I'm like, bro, we're getting to your story now. It's like, it's really hot.
Yeah, it's really hot. I'm
at
the conversation.
Nonsense?
So. So,
yeah,
but I think it's a story pair. So then sasa si I'm preparing for auditions.
Mm.
Za kwenda Penya.
Yeah.
It was called Penya Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So sa my sister was like, cause my sister like she saw, mm-hmm, the conviction like,
mm-hmm,
I had,
mm-hmm,
and what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister nika prepare kila kitu, nika learn the cover song I wanted, kila kitu. So my sister akanipeleka. Kunipeleka hiyo asubuhi, sinikaenda, there was this guy called Andrew Wambua. I met Andrew Wambua huko.
Yeah.
So sinimeenda nikaimba, man, I'm telling you, nilikuwa napiga zoezi vibaya. Eh, you know like this, let me not just call the name I wanted to say.
Yeah.
But you know this guy, what aliniambia?
Yeah.
The only comment aliniambia?
Yeah.
To nice shoes.
Jeez.
Nice shoes.
Wow.
Yani, hajui the struggle.
Yeah.
I went through, yani just kufika pale hivi. Akaniambia nice shoes. Nikasema, ah, nivo basi. Iko sawa basi. So, but then I commit Erosh.
Yeah.
Erosh akaniambia, do hivi.
But wait, before Erosh, how are you feeling that moment? Like, how are you feeling that moment? Like, I've done all this hard work. I think I'm doing great stuff, and then I come to an audition and someone tells me nice shoes. Literally, taking away from all the hard work that you've put in, how does that make you feel?
I felt more of motivated.
Yeah.
I felt okay. Oh, and I'm wearing nice shoes. Walk happy.
Yeah.
It's not like I didn't even know of you before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If I knew of you, ningekuwa like, hey, nyewe ina make sense.
Yeah. Like, why didn't you comment about my music? But now you're like, whatever.
Shoes.
Yeah.
So nikasema ni sawa. So then I commit na Erosh. Erosh kaniambia, do hivi. Endo join church. Endo join church.
Yeah.
Afuki join church. Kuna ndio hiyo church, unaimba na hiyo choir nini. Then the next auditions come.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Nilishia nika join church, kana kuimba Mavuno.
Yeah.
Ilikuwa mashariki ile hapa le Doni.
Aha.
Sasa ilikuwa more easy because then I just used to walk
from Kayole to Doni.
To Doni.
Yeah.
Ukifika church ume hiyo vumbi inafika mpaka huku.
Yeah, but you know you have to suffer for you to actually enjoy or revel in the process.
Exactly.
And yes, it's also true to the other way that you don't also have to suffer. But when you go, let's say when you go through suffering, you really do get to appreciate the process.
And understand more what unataka.
Exactly. You really, I mean, if you're walking all day from Kayole to Don Home, bro, no one's going to stop you in the middle of the road and tell you, let's go play poker. Hey. My mind, me, I come all this way for nonsense.
I'm
I
telling
know
you,
exactly
I'm
what
telling
I want.
You the funny thing, Ujata, what that, any, the funny thing, me, like, I was like so goal-oriented.
Yeah.
Nilikuwa najuanga, for me, it's only music. Yeah. Sina time ya kati mtani, ya pevu ati, ati mekatu mtani, yeah. Ati meka mtani, ati na mabanini mekatu.
Yeah.
I never had that time. Yeah. My time was just more for music, yeah. music. Yeah. So it's either I'm in the house, or I'm in the cyber, yeah. Or I'm in the church.
So how did this church thing happen? You're going to church to learn about music, to be work with the community, to work with people, to learn how to harmonize. You know what I mean? Dealing with groups of people, it gets you to become better.
It's
because
true.
Iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
Does church have any influence on you at all in terms of spirituality of it all? Or you're just a Rastafari and it's like, nah, this is not going to happen?
I think every faith in this world has an impact on your life.
Mm-hmm.
More of the lessons, the conversations, the sermons.
No, yes.
The sermons are not like at some spiritual street thing, at your street, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
These are lessons.
Yeah.
These are just lessons in the scripture. You're supposed to take from them what you're going through. How do I put it? Like whatever situation you are in,
yes.
That verse enough I speak mm-hmm. to that situation.
Yeah.
Una get.
Yeah.
But
is there a verse you live by?
Me? Yeah. I don't know.
Or a teaching that you live by? Is there something in the Bible that you're like, this is what keeps me going every day?
Love your neighbor.
Love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
do you
love your neighbors?
I love my neighbors. I try.
If you're Zeke's neighbor, please. Tell us if it shows you love.
If
they leave clothes in the hanging line in trains, will you pick their clothes for them?
Well, if you call me, Unyambi, hey, you have to call
There's
me.
No, because love your neighbor does not have a
because.
But if you call me,
because at the end of the day, we are living in a society where people translate things the way they want. Whether you might do it as a good deed,
but is it?
But kuna mtu ataona ni kama you are stealing from them. Unaget.
But isn't that what love is all about? Is that whether you carry it as me,
but you know,
not being a good person,
but
it's
you know,
them.
Even you know, love can get you arrested too.
Okay. Mm. Has love ever got you arrested?
No, no.
Or close to being arrested?
No, because sometimes you can.
You've never loved a cop's daughter, and then you impregnate her, and then hey, the dad says, me, my daughter.
Would you actually like me and my partner?
Yeah.
We are both like what we are cops.
You're both cop kids.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking about love. You're not in, you know, we're talking about the church. Now you feel like you've gotten better. You're becoming a better musician. Uh-huh.
I went back.
You went back to church?
Yeah. No. Actually, I went
back. You went back to Penya.
And then, the funny thing about...
To Saudi Academy.
Yes. The funny thing about now when I went to church,
yeah.
There's something I did. I became a Sunday school teacher as well.
Aha. Uh-huh. Sunday school teacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized, wow, kumbe I love teaching.
Oh, wow.
So then, your time ikafika, nikenda, sasi, nikarudi tena Penya. Kurita Penya, is auditions, nika nail.
Yeah, you are not asked about your shoes this time.
No. Hey, your time niliimba, hey, walikuwa like, hey, nyewe, hey, nikaingia.
Do you remember the song you auditioned with?
I think John Legend, All of Me.
Ebu sing, we hear how you auditioned. We want to rate your audition. We know if they cheated or...
What would I do without your smart mouth? Running me down and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me. But I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cause all, you have to finish.
Me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfection. Give your all to me. I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all me.
Hey, hello, come on. Yeah, you deserved that chance. John Legend. So. John Legend. John Bianju Legend.
But then, you know, the funny thing, okay, Nimengia.
Yeah.
So Nimengia. But then, like, that system was still bad against me. But because then, uko, like, watuyama rich kid again. Sa mimtewa ghetto.
Kayole.
Like, donifike ukivo, like, sa zingine mbakata, natembea from almost like Njiru.
Mm-hmm. Adi, oh my God.
For real, natembea from Njiru, adi Rounda. Uje Rounda Karibangi.
Yeah.
So, jusani kifika hapo hivyo, fair ni 30 bob. Adi pango.
Jeez.
Ama 20 bob.
Jeez.
But then ujua, say bado, they still bado put me like at a real talent. But atani kiwa real talent.
But also, do you feel like, okay, I know there's an idea. I think I'm only saying this because I have gone through certain situations where I now know, understand, it's okay for the process. But don't you appreciate that even though, yes, they put you like, let's say, in raw talent, don't you appreciate that if you didn't go through that, maybe you would not be Bianju. Maybe if they bloated you with so much ego, maybe you would not have been, you would not have been the amazing songwriter that you are, or the amazing singer.
Would you, the funny thing is, even the guy who they chose and the main class, I mean, in raw talent, yeah, I'll drop out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll end up could drop out.
Yeah.
But mimi niliendelea.
Yeah.
Una get.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing. When people, when life stacks odds against you, bro, you have a way of making them into, you have to find a way to make it happen. When things are too easy, everything, the outcome is also easy.
It's true.
But when things are difficult, the outcome has a strong foundation.
It's
so I really think sometimes it's okay to go through these things. And I'm not saying that it's okay to make people go through difficult times. I'm just saying that when we go through some of these things, they shape and mold us to be who we are. That's why the ones who get it easy, the ones who get it to the final lap, the ones who make it to the main class, mm-hmm. always end up dropping out because the energy, what is the word? The hunger.
Mm.
They don't have the same hunger as we do.
So now the funny thing, Nikamata, even in history, they always say, before independence, what came?
There's always a struggle.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's always struggle for
independence. Yeah, struggle for independence.
So even for you, there's always a struggle for success.
Yeah. Okay, so you're at Penya. What happens after Penya? What is happening now? Do you write your first song there? Do you meet a celebrity you end up working with? What happened?
So then, your time... now, sir, I also now got to go now into the main class. Now, my classmates were like kina Fee, nilikuwa darumoja na kina Fee, who else? Kina Jomotoria and all these people.
Mm-hmm.
So, ilikuwa very nice.
Yeah, as a class of like of very great singers who are doing great stuff. So, when does... People actually don't realize that Bianju is actually your name.
Mm.
Your name is Bianju Morris, which is pronounced Fiajo.
In Kikuyu.
In Kikuyu, Fiajo.
Yes.
I was explaining to someone in the morning how Kikuyu names are very... you have to look at the name for you to understand how to pronounce it.
It's true.
Like the B now in your name is F, and the J-U is Jo.
Yeah,
Fiajo.
It's because of the...
And the N is silent.
The vowels are different.
Yeah, the vowels are different. Okay, so now when does Bianju Morris become Ziki?
So sasa nikiwa Penya.
Yeah.
There's a song I wrote. Yeah. There's a chorus I wrote nikiwa Penya.
Yeah.
Yeah, Take It Slow.
Yeah.
Which was inspired by a song by John Legend.
Sing for us. We have to hear this song because we don't want to play YouTube songs here and get copyright strikes.
Mapenzi ni bahari. Lisilo na mwisho. Mapenzi ni moto. Kwa roho na hauchomi. Nimempenda msichana. Ewa kisonko. Mihumona kwenye ndoto. Usiku nikiwa ghetto. Ye uishirunda. Na kutu ni dandora. Kuna rusho makombora. Na kumeja wakora. Lakini jea na kupenda. najua we unampenda. Hey, basi nenda pole pole, siku moja utampata. Mpenzi wangu never leave me. Mpenzi wangu twende pole pole. Take it slow as we go step by step. Take it slow as we go step by step.
So you wrote that song when you are in a talent incubator.
Exactly.
I mean, that, did you know immediately it was a hit or people around you were like, hey, bro.
Can I make you laugh?
Yeah. So I better laugh.
So I always used to make guys in Kenya was like, whoa, buskis any song niko nayo.
Yeah.
No one wanted to listen.
Oh my goodness.
Well I. So najua what happened when I was what happened nikiwa now the incubator.
Yeah.
I decided to also work on my band. Mm-hmm. So I went nikafanya auditions for Sarabi.
Yeah.
Sarabi walikuwa wanataka like a choir.
Okay.
So nika audition.
Yeah.
Nika get the part.
Okay.
So for like 3 months nilikuwa na work now Alliance.
Okay.
So during that time, I also got now to form my band,
mm-hmm.
which now became Ziki.
Uh-huh.
Because we had me, Ford, who is Evans Masharia, then Kevin Kamande, Kevo. Then there was Moses Obiayo, mm-hmm. Moses Stringman.
Yeah.
So you were like four.
Yeah.
So, mimi nikenda tizi na Ford na kina Kevo.
Yeah.
So tukiu Kevo, nikawachize yo chorus. Hey, they were like, hey, nikali sana.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened? Wakanembia, let's write 20K song. Now the verses.
Yeah.
Do you know how long we wrote those verses for?
How long?
30 minutes.
Wow.
30 minutes.
It was that short.
It looked that short. 30 minutes. Pop, araka, isha.
Yeah.
Asa vile sa ilisha, sasi tukasema. But then, we never really like, your song ilikuanga, always that song, you're like, nah, it's not the one.
Yeah.
But people listen to it and like, whoa, nikali, so you're like, you don't even play it.
Exactly.
So now nikiwa Penya, the funny thing is that, nilikuwa niko incubator,
yeah.
But I had the biggest gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Una get.
Yeah.
So even your time, had the band walikuwa like master wa Penya your time.
Mm-hmm.
So them wanna come Alliance show Sarabi waptamini ku stage. Hey, wako like
what's this guy's deal, yeah.
Hey, ukujana ako ukujana, but it's mili kwa jituma.
Yeah.
Kwa jituma.
Yeah.
Plus I understood that because me my background ilikuwa poor.
Yeah.
I had to do the most.
Yeah.
You know when you come from a disadvantaged point,
yeah.
You have to do the most.
Exactly.
Because when you have money, you can buy
vitu
unataka.
Yeah.
But wewe kama kwenye umetoka hakuna do, wewe yako ni dream.
Yeah.
Then, bidi yako has to be the fuel.
I mean, you could easily have chosen to be a cop like your dad. You could easily have chosen to work in an office. Mm-hmm. You have chosen to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying those careers are comfortable, but you have chosen something that does not force you to wake up in the morning and walk for 10 kilometers to go write a song. You have chosen something else, but you decided to choose music.
Mm-hmm.
So how did this song end up a collab with Jaguar? How did that happen?
Well, kuna story kwa internet, and there's also the real story.
Yeah, so, I don't read the internet. So you tell me your story.
So we met, I always tell my band, I'm like, in this world, you have to place yourself somewhere that people can see you.
Yeah, position is important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So me, I always used to tell them, okay, me, I'm playing at Mavuno. Because I know Mavuno, like, ikona different people, and you don't know. You can play there, you don't know who will hear you. Na plus, me, I always knew we were good.
Yeah.
So, like, iyo ikuanga issue. But now, I always thought about where to position the band. So, nikawambia, you know what? To play in the church. Akambia, sawa basi. So, me, nikapanga everything, nikabunga na pasi. Pastor's like, yeah, okay, let's do it this Sunday. So we even had a percussionist, Alkotanguo Max. So we played, tuka play church. Eh, kuna a guy called Versatile
mm-hmm.
Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
So Versatile, alikuwa church.
The artist, Versatile.
Yeah. Akatusikia.
Yeah.
Eh, kutusikia. Eh, tukimaliza akakuja kutambia, eh, my bro, eh, namna, eh, mnaweza, man.
Yeah.
Eh, si nizapena wapeleke studio to use the banner main switch.
Aha.
Well, me, I always laid my cards. I always knew where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And I always knew the best way to go you have to go through people.
Yeah.
People who see what you're doing and who become now believers.
Mm-hmm.
So Vasil became a believer. Akapeleka main switch. Peleka main switch to commit na Chrome. So Chrome was like, okay, you just record like 3 demos for me. This guy has not even talked about money.
Yeah.
Because me never made money become an at you know, we need money in your me in my life. I never make money become an issue. At you know, we need money in the street. Fanyike, me, my dreams never start with money.
Yeah,
always start with the dream. Because before the dream, even before money came, we were still here.
Yeah.
We were still doing, we still,
it doesn't change who you are as a person. I mean, money just it makes the journey a bit easier. But the character should not change.
Money is a gift from God.
Yeah.
So you have to earn the gift from God.
Mm.
So, can I main switch? So Chrome was like, okay, record 3 demos. So to record demo start.
Yeah.
Then to record Take It Slow.
Yeah.
If you can take it slow. Hey, like, hey, song. Hey, song kona kitu. Let me wait. Let me, please leave it. I'll play to the general manager, who is now Philip Makanda.
Mm.
Then I will give you guys a call. So after a day, he called us akatwambia, hey, niaje, hey, Philip heard the song and he likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Akasema, but then he wants to meet you guys. Hey, so me was like, hey, okay, basi. So now simi nikapanga ban nini, we went.
Yeah.
We sat tulienda. Hey, Philip was like, hey, wow, hey, this song is so good.
Yeah.
I want us to record this song. So you're like, okay. I'm telling you, that song had like 3 versions. Before Itoke.
Wow.
Like 3 versions. Now Jaguar had the 3rd version.
Yeah.
So because now Chrome was like, I want to really play this song for Jaguar, Aske song. So akaplaya Jaguar had the song. He was like, wow, his song nikali.
Yeah.
Well, I always used to meet Jaguar in the studio.
Yeah.
To make up onje to apigona jua. That part asamanga we used to walk to from where to where. It is true.
Yeah.
We used to walk to the studio because ilikuwa far. Pesa hakuna but kuna nguvu ya kutembea tumekula ugali lunchtime.
But you got a dream.
You have to do it.
So now the song ends up being one of the biggest. I mean, that time was the biggest song in Kenya.
For like 5 years.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, a humongous hit. What are some of the lessons you learned out of releasing this song? Like, when you look back, you say, I should have done X. Or if someone was in a position as I was in, you should do X. What are some of those lessons that you learned?
Well, I feel we were never prepared enough.
For the stardom?
Yes. And we didn't get the mentorship we thought we would get from them.
Yeah.
We didn't get it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, okay, Akina Jaguar, they had their visions of what they feel like we should be.
Yeah.
But they always ignored one thing.
Yeah.
That we don't come from a rich family.
Yeah.
Sino treatment of a ghetto.
Yeah.
Una get.
Yeah.
So like we never got that support.
Yeah.
Yeah, like kutu push na ku make sure to go comfortable for us to create the art, nini kila kitu.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get that.
But also on the flip side, is this something that you learn even along the way that nobody really owes you anything?
Yeah. Well, what I say is kwa life, nikama wewe. I've known you for quite a number of years.
Yeah.
And you've always mentored me bila kujua.
Yeah.
Because of the conversations we've had.
Yeah.
The things umeniambia of which may end up ku apply.
Yeah.
Una get.
Yeah.
Because the constant communication. Una get.
Mm,
so
I think someone has explained to her.
Ah, where? It's so hot. Is that what?
No, remove it on camera. Or, yeah, because if you remove it now, it's gonna look like I.
Inaka enzi zake alikuwa amebeba vibaya sana.
Yeah. Oh my God, you know that's recorded. Kapito, how are you? Oh yeah, akwa simu. Hi. How are you? If you see someone, Mwambie, you if you want like a coffee or a tea or something, we'll get someone to order from you. So yeah, we're talking about, I mean, do you feel in terms of mentorship, one of the things I always say is that people don't really owe you anything. And I get it. There's always a disappointment when you work with someone who has, you know, has a way bigger repertoire than you or whatever. There's always this is some, we are human beings. We expect to grow meeting certain people. But on the flip side, people also don't owe you. What do you think about that?
It's true. No one owes you anything.
Yeah.
I also would say that if you start something, you must finish it.
Mm-hmm.
If you start something, you must finish it.
Yeah.
You see, well, it felt more like them, all they wanted was the song.
Yeah.
You see, they were just after...
The humaneness about it was not there. Yes. What about Bianchu, the singer? What about Moses, the guitarist? What about Akina Kamande, right?
Yes, what about the dreams they have?
Yeah, what about their dreams? Mm. Wow, mentorship is a process. It's learning along the way. It's the things that I say or I don't tell you. It's the things that you see me do. It's when you tell me, oh, Anto, I've seen you dancing with the UN, you know, Secretary General. How did that happen? And then I explain to you my process. And then I think that's when you learn the mentorship from. But if that connection isn't there, well, another thing you learn about the industry is that it's very transactional. Very transactional. It's what I want from somebody. It's what I can give. It's what I can get. And then you move on.
It's true.
It's very transactional, to be honest. And I think, I don't know, you learn as you grow. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get disappointed when you meet people. Probably you meet them for a meeting or whatever, and you have these big ideas of what's going to happen. And maybe in their heads, they're thinking they also had a different plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, like, one thing, ilikuwa more like the... They always used to tell me that they want me peke yangu.
Yeah.
But I didn't come in that room peke yangu.
A lot of great artists have come through those sort of compromises. Pink was in a group that went to be signed by LaFace, which is Babyface and LA Reid. And she was told that you're the star of this group. And by the time they left, she became Pink. The Braxtons auditioned as sisters. Tony Braxton was picked.
You see, there's something you're saying. These people, whatever they started with them, they finished. Whatever they started with the artist, they finished.
Okay. So even if you decide to make me the star, but you cannot make me the star and you cannot single me out as a star. And not make me a star.
Mm-hmm. You have to finish what you start.
Yeah, you create a galaxy that everything is possible, but then it's a star with dirt on the face. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense.
So you see, like, even when the song came out, I had the biggest song, like, but my life
wasn't as big as the song.
Yes. The song is good, you see, like, even someone used to, someone used to say, like, the song is bigger than us.
Wow. You end up again, same story of resilience, of going on a journey, of struggling to get another big song years later. And the song here is with Taras Riley, Kamata.
Yeah.
Tell us the story of how you ended up in studio with Taras Riley.
So, during that time, when I was releasing Take It Slow,
yeah,
I met a guardian angel called Pauline Barker.
Yeah.
So she just met me on Facebook.
Yeah.
She was like, wow, you remind me of my ex-husband.
Wow. Jeez, okay.
Well, what she meant was,
yeah,
because he was also a musician.
Uh-huh.
And he fell prey to drugs.
Ah.
And that sort of like...
And you fell prey to the system.
Yes, you see. Yeah. So like she was like, I don't want, like, I would like to help you not get there.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So like I wanna at least help you change your life.
Yeah.
Even if not a lot, just kidogo.
Yeah.
So she just used to talk to her, and she would like just on calls for like 3 hours. She would mentor me, tell me a lot of things that would end up like sort of like practicing also in my own life and also in my own career.
Mm-hmm.
And so one time she was like, you know what? Because I was always there for her even when she was sick. So she told me, you know what? I want to fly you to Bahamas. Can you meet in Bahamas? So I was like, wow.
The back of your mind, you're not like, is it a sponyo? Like,
Nah, she just loved me for the art. Mm. And like, I was not sexual with her. You know, like when people meet like these jungus.
Yeah.
And like naniwa ze.
Yeah.
Many are just like people think the easiest way to like to get them to like
help you
is maybe sleep with them and do all this shenanigan.
Yeah.
So me, I didn't do that. I became a human being with her.
Yeah.
And I became more like a son. And just used to take care of her, Takadi Kombali, just talk to her. She would tell me how her day is and everything. I would tell her how mine is. I would send her my music. So we just bonded
and
like
she
that.
She opened that door for you. So now you're supposed to go to Bahamas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How did you end up in Jamaica?
So she bought tickets for me.
Yeah.
And I flew. So I just told my mom. My mom was like, you're going to go? Yeah, I was like, yeah. I was just like, you know what? Even the Bible... Even mm-hmm. Abraham,
yeah.
even God sent him to like a land that.
I think we need to put like a sign over there. Mm-hmm. So how do you end up in Jamaica?
So you see, even in the Bible, Abraham was sent by God to go to a foreign land.
Yes.
So God told him, I'm going to send you to a land, a foreign land, which is not your father's land.
Uh-huh.
Don't look back.
Yeah.
Just go. Yeah. Leave everything. Go to the land that
Is that what was in your mind when you were going to Jamaica?
Yes. And even told...
You leave your daughter, leave everything behind.
My daughter was not born.
Okay, wasn't born then. Okay, leave your family, you go. Yeah, be a man about it.
It's because we are all on our own journey in this world.
Yeah.
And even if you have siblings,
yeah,
you have your own journey.
Yeah.
That's why you're called Anthony and they're called...
Yeah.
You see, like, kila mtu na barabara yake.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams are personal. So, and you have to give something. If you don't have the money, you have to give...
Something.
You have to give yourself.
Yeah.
So, me, I gave me. Panandege. Amsterdam, Panama, Bahamas. Well, I go to Bahamas... And the what do we call them? These officers are custom.
Yeah.
They were like, "Hey, Bana, like, you've come from Kenya all this way. Like, you're so young.
Yeah.
Like, meanwhile, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
But just because you know, they thought that you know, like, people go through Bahamas to enter America illegally. So they're always on the lookout. They're like,
okay, okay.
So we are like, no, like we're actually meeting our friend here. She's supposed to pick us. So they're like, no, we can't clear you until she comes for you in the office.
Yeah.
So we just stayed in the office. So we called her. She came. I was like, whoa. I've never met this person in my life. But we've spoken and it's like we've known each other like for lifetimes.
Yeah.
So she comes and she's like, whoa. She hugs me. I'm like, whoa, damn.
Wow. Okay, when you say it like that,
no, it's because like you're like you've never met this person.
Yeah,
like I'm a kufikisha kwevo join meet. You didn't even know they are real.
Yeah,
ujaza kwata labda hata ni mnajali.
You've been chatting to a Nigerian.
Yeah. Aza kwa labda tulikuwa tu ni mnaija. Sasa akakuja akakuja akatuchukua hapo hivyo tukaingia kwa gari. So we slept kuna island flani iko Naso itango Paradise Island. That's why kina
I know the person who shot my sister. I go to a cop and I say I know the person who shot my sister. What power am I giving them? That they're a good sharpshooter. What power? What I am taking away from them is the power to do it to someone else. This is a story. I know you guys are probably wondering, guy, where is the tea? Tell us the reason.
The tea.
What is happening?
No, the tea is very tea.
No. Don't say it. I don't want you to say anything because you will come back and ask me to edit it. So we're not going to talk about it.
Well,
all I can tell you guys is that bits and chunks of this interview, we have gone over them because there are things we can't talk about that apparently would have rattled certain people. But it is what it is.
Well,
It is what it is.
So I wasn't comfortable.
It's fine. And it's okay. We've redone the interview and this is now your new story.
It is not my new story. It's just me.
It is the short version of the longer story. As we conclude, You told me about Abantone guys.
Yeah.
Who are you working with and how's that experience so far?
Of late I've been...
And also, you're supposed to be thinking about the money part. How are you going to make money if you're releasing Abantone songs?
No, I'm not releasing Abantone songs.
Okay.
It's more like, these guys like my sound.
Yeah.
So sometimes they usually call me to studio.
Yeah.
And when they call me into the studio, yeah, like we get to talk about so many things.
Yeah.
And I also come to understand that where I've been and what I've gone through, you know, these guys are so young.
Yeah. They're from the hood.
Yeah, some of my stories. Yeah. Some of the stories that Mimi Niko nime go through nini is now saidia pia kuweza kufilter the nonsense from there.
Yeah.
From their careers.
From their journey.
Because they're so young.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about this kid is that, well, wanna blow on their own.
Yeah.
Bila help yam to yote, by the way.
Exactly.
The sound is just getting to people and people like it.
Yeah.
Now it just means that the power is with the people.
The question that we keep asking is, do you think, again, I go back to Abantone, and somebody had asked this question, what is the point of releasing Abantone music if you're not going to commercialize, if you're not going to make money from the music?
If they're not making money?
Not, they will not make money.
But they're making money.
They
are. These kids are making money.
I just give you bombastic side eye because...
Let me
keep my thoughts
to myself.
For real. They are making money from shows or from where? Because you cannot make money from Abantone music from commercial. You cannot commercialize the music. You can't place the music on YouTube.
But
you can't sell the music on. You cannot sell the music on any commercial
platform.
But
this is what people don't understand. Not all of their music is samples.
Bro, we're talking about Abantone music. Abantone. Yes. Ignore. If Antonio Soul has his own music, ignore that. If Antonio Soul begins to do Abantone, that's the conversation we're having right now. If you work on Abantone music, how do you make money from songs that you cannot commercialize? Is the question that I'm asking.
Well, wanapiga shows up here.
That's what I'm asking. So you can only make money
also,
from shows.
They've also like got some of these songs are like cleared as well.
Bianca, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Like, I am.
Do you really want us to have this conversation?
Let's have it.
You're clearing a Rihanna song. You're clearing a Shabarang song.
No, I've said some. I've said some.
Which song? Tell me one song.
Anto, what I even said in the beginning, that this is now there somewhere. You see, people have to start from somewhere. Now this is where I want to answer.
The conversation you're not having with me, and it's a conversation people don't want to have.
Yeah.
For me, when it comes to music, money is at the end of the day.
Everything.
I don't want us to lie to these kids that, yes, what you're doing is great. Because at the end of the day, they're going to call us, oh, you guys didn't mentor us, or you guys didn't tell us, or now all my music has been struck everywhere. The question I'm asking you is, how does an Abantone artist make money when the music that they are working on, the literally, not interpolation, not sampling, the whole song is owned fully by somebody else? Which means if you put this song on YouTube, it will be flagged down. Which means if you put this song on social media, you cannot even send this song to Spotify. It will not, you can't, by the way, these songs that I like, I like some of these songs. I can't get them anywhere online. I can't get them. I have to either go on TikTok or I don't know, like randomly a video is sent to me or whatever, but I can't get these songs on Spotify because they're not cleared.
You know, the most of the songs they do, like when they come out of TikTok.
Which you won't get money from TikTok.
Well,
I'm saying I'm gonna hold you to what you've just told us that these kids are making money. We'll remember.
But they're making money. Wanna make dough.
We'll remember.
And
this day.
There's also something, Uli. You were to ask me this.
What? This one. About you make. Why are you reading my notes?
Come on.
Kenyan guests. Jesus Christ.
I thought notes there too.
So as we conclude again. Tell us about you've now gotten into doing events. Why did you end up like, I want to do my own stuff now and for other artists?
Well, as I told you, you have to create your own clique as well.
Yeah.
You have to create your own table.
Yeah.
You have to also empower those who are not being empowered.
Yeah.
If you see maybe, because I see so much talent.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I also see that wanakuwa ignored.
Yeah.
So I try to do the least that I can. Because at the same time, I also manage like entertainment for clubs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning I plan their programs, the wiki, you know, how events out nafazikwe, and also manage those events as well. And na come to understand, this industry is so big.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean just because that when the artists that they are always five to zingine badu as wafanyo mziki yako. Whatever I'm doing.
The enemy is poverty, man.
Exactly. Yeah. At the end of the day. And whatever nafanya sahi pia, inanifunza a lot. That ikifika time pia mi nikona label yangu, ama label yangu iko strong enough na nikona artist wangu. As we said, maybe my daughter might even want to become an artist.
Yeah.
So the more I do this, the more I also grow.
Yeah.
The more pia ikifika,
yeah,
I can also do.
Yeah.
But same time, gives me a chance to network with people and also understand the industry more. Yeah. Not just in the perspective of the artist,
yeah,
but also the business side. Because the artist also needs the business to grow.
To elevate themselves.
The same way Jay-Z anafanya, by the way.
Yeah.
Anajua, okay, I am an artist. But just being an artist will not get me where I want to go.
Yeah.
I have to also make sure I also do other things as
you
well.
You have to be business smart.
Exactly.
Finally, three things that you do to stay in your bag. What are the three things you do to stay in your bag?
Hmm?
Actually, we'll record that for later. Let's record that for later. So it's only Rachar. So it's direct to camera. Sindio. Haya, finally, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Ziki, Mr. Bianju Morris.
Yes.
And thank you for sharing your story from Nyeri, from the foothills of
Mount Kenya,
to the summit,
yes,
of reggae music in Kenya and in Africa and in the world. Thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing your story. And of course, yeah, man, keep doing what you gotta do to get that. Remember, the enemy is what?
Poverty.
Guys, the enemy is poverty. And you're an enemy if you've not liked, shared, or subscribed to Unlock Your Soul podcast channel. Make sure you keep it right here. And of course, yeah, show some love to Ziki. Every single place that you can, get his music, download his music, show him love all over social media, and go to his shows when he points them out to you. Please show him some love, because that's what this whole conversation is all about. It's all about driving our narrative forward. Driving our narrative forward.
Forward.
Driving our narrative forward. Before I finish, there's a song.
Yo.
Guy, you know, I have to ask someone about this song. Guy, there's a song called. Should I even.
Sema tu.
Should we even discuss this song?
Just discuss it.
My God. Let's play the song here. And then you tell us what you think about the song. Bring my phone. I can't even say it. I can't say this song.
There's a song I saw, like some girl saying, Joti ati Yesu ni nya.
Yeah, finish. The song says what?
Ati Yesu ni nyandue.
What do you think about that song?
That's stupidity, Bana. Because I'm the day.
How low?
The thing, me, I told people, Pole, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say
don't
it.
Don't tell. As long as you don't ask us to edit it.
Bila apology. You see what happened.
Hold up. You ask us to edit this later.
Nah,
at
nah.
10 p.m. today. Aki
okay,
Anto.
If I ask you to edit it, please,
bro,
don't edit more peru sam
sito. Just fuck off. You know very well that you're gonna you will not hold on to all the words you believe in. So if you're gonna say it, don't tell me to edit this shit. Say it.
So you remember Kitambo and what is happening? You know Kitambo, time gospel ili boom.
Yeah.
Unaget.
Yeah.
Because they want to become like secular music.
Yeah.
Una get. So now what happened? You effect mbaka sai bado nenda ki.
Uh-huh.
Una get.
Uh-huh.
And that's why they're singing Yesu nifanya nini? Ni nyandue. Because
I can't say
they
even.
Want because they want to become like the secular world. Understand?
But this guy is supposed to apparently be a gospel artist. Him and this guy is called Getumbe or something, William Getumbe. And Mbarambamba are like BFFs. You should see their music videos.
It's because
this guy wears a nappy and Barambamba wears his usual colorful
because
clothes.
These days the gospel is not real.
Sure. Bro, me, I'm imagining in my parents' time, someone saying words like that.
It's because also
my God.
People nowadays want to become famous.
Aye.
And you see, and people will sing anything for them or postive maybe Nairobi gossip or something.
Yo, bro, I mean yeah, that was just a segue. I mean, I remember that there's that song. Guys, to each his own. One man's meat is another's poison. That's what it is. Make sure you subscribe, like, and share this video. Tell everybody about it, please, guys. Subscribe. We're at 3,100 and something subscribers. Let's keep growing. We started off quite slow, and now look at us. We keep going, man. So keep it unlock your soul and keep unlocking your souls. And follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Unlock Your Soul Podcast. Strong. Africa.
Africa.